Watching Press TV, sorry for breaking in our regular programs there. Let's take you live now to Tehran, the Iranian Foreign Ministry building, where the Foreign Ministry spokeswoman, Marzia Afkham, is going to deliver her weekly press briefing. Let's listen in.
Regarding the martyrdom of the border guards in Sarabande region, so I offer condolences to the families of the victims. Well, in the wake of the Sarabande terrorist operation and Dr. Zarif's emphasis for mobilizing the forces at the foreign ministry, could you tell us what measures you've taken so far and talks with Pakistan? Where have they come to? There are also some reports regarding a flight to North America and Canada. Already we're talking about this direct flights, but I want to know what Foreign Minister's response is regarding this. Well, like you said, the terrorist incident, that was also a treacherous move. It was a source of regret, and the foreign ministry promptly summoned the Pakistani chargé d'affaires and handed over an official protest note to Pakistani officials. At the same time, the follow-up of the execution of a security agreement is placed on the agenda. The extradition of the perpetrators, we're pursuing that, and Pakistani officials have condemned the move during the conversations we, our ambassador had with the Pakistani deputy foreign minister. They have conveyed this point. So what's for certain is that the issue of terrorism is an issue that besets the region and various countries. So hopefully through a collaboration and a strong determination of all countries, this treacherous and inhumane phenomena could be brought under control, and we could hopefully move toward scrapping it altogether. So cooperation and close consultations are being conducted within the Foreign Ministry and also with the Interior Ministry. Soon the Deputy Interior Minister is to make a visit to Pakistan in order to follow up the case. So we want the perpetrators and terrorists to be identified, and hopefully the Pakistani government, through the follow-up activities, will move to identify them, arrest them, and also take action in terms of extraditing them as based on law, so that they would be able to study the possibility of punishing them. So terrorism, tackling terrorism requires the joint efforts and determination of all countries, and this is what is highlighted and emphasized and needs to be followed up seriously. As for your second question regarding the establishing a direct flight to America, in the first press conference after the end of the president's visit to New York, talk of possibilities and further facilities for Iranian nationals. We have been pursuing the issue, and this is what the president wants. He wants facilities to be established for Iranian nationals on various grounds, so that their problems could be addressed for Iranian expatriates in particular. So one of the issues that was being discussed was the establishment of direct flight between Iran and the U.S., and this requires studying various aspects, technical aspects, and operational modes. So as long as these issues are discussed and we come to a conclusion, then hopefully this will be made possible to facilitate the frequenting of travel of citizens. Well, yesterday, Mr. Araghchi had talks with Mr. Amano, and afterward, there was around the IAEA talks that started. I want to know what the assessment of the Iranian Foreign Minister regarding yesterday's talks. My second question relates to two visits by Dr. Zarif. He's supposed to travel to South Africa and subsequently to Turkey. If you could let us know about his agenda on those two trips. Well, as our friends are informed, that the second round of negotiations between Iran and the IAEA during the 11th government started since yesterday in Vienna. Of course, this is the 12th round of talks between Iran and the International Atomic Energy Agency in the past 2 years. The Islamic Republic of Iran has always stressed cooperation and has been trying to bring further transparency and remove ambiguities and respond to the questions raised. So in the new government, proportionate to the approach that we have adopted in the our negotiations with P5 plus one, actually, based on the studies made, we required and we still do require that these talks and the new approach actually could see itself in interactions between Iran and the IAEA. So within the same framework, the visit of Mr. Araghchi to Vienna and his talks and meetings with Mr. Amano was arranged. So the Islamic Republic of Iran is hopeful that this novel approach will further boost and facilitate the cooperation between Iran and the IAEA. At the same time, would also respond to the ambiguities and questions, so would further bring about more forthcoming cooperation and positive interaction between Iran and the IAEA. Now, in the news also, you just noticed that the two sides have both, that means Mr. Araghchi and Mr. Amano, have both called the talks constructive, and at the same time, we do hope that on the basis of the proposals offered to the IAEA regarding the manner of continuation of the dialogue and removing of ambiguities, we're hopeful that we would come to the right conclusion. And today, at the end of the talks, the first signs of this new kind of interaction, hopefully we'll be witnessing it at the end of today's talks. Now, your second question dealt with Mr. Zarif's visit to South Africa. This, the 11th Joint Economic Commission of Iran and South Africa is going to be held in South Africa in the capital, Pretoria. Today and tomorrow, expert groups related to political, economic, technical, and energy commissions, they will just already started their work and will continue tomorrow. Representatives of government organizations will pursue some expert level talks. The results of the talks will be referred to the ministerial meeting of that will be presided over by the foreign minister of both countries, and simultaneously with the 11th Economic Commission of Iran and South Africa, there will be this Trade and Commerce Assembly of Iran and South Africa, in which the representatives of the private sector of both countries will be participating in South Africa. Fortunately, there have been great and growing interaction and cooperation between Iran and South Africa on the basis of mutual agreements made by the two sides and the agreements made in economic cooperation commission. So far, 80 documents have been signed by both countries, which requires cooperation on various fronts. They have all been defined, and they are being executed by the two countries. Hopefully, this round of talks will also further cement the mutual cooperation. Well, you also asked about another visit to be made by Dr. Zarif to Turkey. After wrapping up his South Africa visit on the basis of an invitation extended by Turkey's Baguash Institute, extended to Dr. Zarif, he will be taking part in the Peace and Security Conference, International Peace and Security Conference by that Turkish institute. He will be addressing that meeting in Turkey after South Africa visit. At the same time, he will have on the sideline of that meeting, will have a meeting with a president, with a prime minister, and his own Turkish counterpart. The British embassy was supposed to start operating at the Sharjah affair level. And you also said that it will be at the level of the non-residing Sharjah affair level. I wanted to know what that concept means, if you could elaborate.